The Musers in the Morning, Marconi Award winners, Texas Radio Hall of Famers, George Dunham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith. Tomorrow morning, 5:30 till 10, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, we are live at CC Young, out in the courtyard.
Happy hour has dispersed.
Yep.
As it's bedtime.
It's only an hour.
No, typically dinner first. This is the senior living retirement community that offers adults and their families a full continuum of care as they age. Independent living, assisted living, memory support, long-term care, all of it. Both my parents were here for a long time, and I cannot recommend this place enough. It's pretty special joint for when you get a little bit older and need a little bit of help, right here off White Rock Lake on the north side. All right, Great Fest is brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Here's Dave.
Thank you. Well, this story goes back to over the holiday break, but I promised you a very heartwarming Grape Fest.
Special.
And I intend to deliver as...
Is this me right here?
Yes, that is you.
Okay.
Well, first I want to ask, what is the nicest thing you have ever done for someone else? Like maybe get them into an OU game?
Yeah. Maybe stump for you to work on the show.
Right, get me a job.
I don't know. Is it like give someone a car or something like that? Something like that.
I don't want to even consider.
He adopted someone.
Yeah, that's true. You went to a third to world country
well,
and added a member of your family.
I don't know what world it is, but we
at
did.
At least second world.
We did add to our family, yes.
I'll give you that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Dogs. I'd save a lot of dogs.
It's going to be tough for
you. You're the dog guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I,
my 20 dogs equal one kid.
We adopted a human.
Yeah. He adopts dogs. You adopt human strays.
Yeah, yes.
All right, well, over the holiday break in Fort Worth, this is pretty amazing. At Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital, there were 3 kidney donations over the break in December. All 3 were educators. So they were all performed by Dr. Eric Siskind, and they were done over the course of 3 days, like 3 consecutive days, and 6 surgeries in total.
They were trading kidneys?
No, it wasn't like a shell game.
Okay.
Where they were doing, like, which kidney are you going to get? No, they had to obviously take out the kidney from the donors.
Yep.
And then place those kidneys into the recipients. So 6 total surgeries over the course of 3 days. And the doctor said he had never experienced anything like this before. Just, you know, the rapid succession. And so one of them was an anatomy teacher named Ava Nickerson, who donated her kidney to a stranger. She didn't even know who was going to be getting her kidney. But her son had donated a kidney 3 months earlier, and she wanted to follow her son's example. And so she donated her kidney to just someone in need. Then there was another retired teacher, current teacher's assistant, Louise Bailey, who donated her kidney to her friend and college roommate, Kathy Knowles. So she had known Kathy for most of her life, and Kathy was in need of, you know, she'd been undergoing dialysis, and her kidneys were failing, and she needed a kidney. And so Louise Bailey stepped up and said, I'm going to give you one of my kidneys.
Wow.
And then finally, the third one is a good P1, because we have the best listeners in the world.
We right? do.
So I'm going to read to you what this P1 said. He said, my name is Mike Trevino. I'm a P1 and first started listening during my first year of teaching and coaching in Louisville in 1995. Fast forward 30 years later, and I'm now coaching and teaching in Highland Park and still a listener today. On December 22nd, 2023, I donated a kidney to a young man, Mason Williams, who I coached with in Fort Worth a few years back. It was a no-brainer for me. I'm 54 years old, have lived a great life, and have a great family. Mason is 26 years old, married in the first, or has got married in the last few years, and has a baby girl that's only 2 years old. Mason was born with just one kidney, and it has failed. So I feel very honored to be the person to give him another chance to live. The old saying is most definitely true. It is much better to give than receive. And he goes on to say that you might have seen this story on TV, that it was on local broadcast over the holiday break, which I missed. And he said that the week that he donated, two other teachers donated as well. And all three of them chose that week so they wouldn't miss time with their students. They were doing it during the Christmas break from school.
How about that?
Jeez.
And he says that he was released from the hospital on Christmas Day and returned to work on January 2nd.
That's very cool. Now, before you donate, what kind of screening do you have to go under? Is it just a simple blood match? Does it even a blood match? You just give your kidney?
Like, can you trash a kidney like a liver?
I don't know.
Where no one would want it?
Yeah, do you want my renal failure kidney? Like, what's... Is it something where you would go in and they're holding your kidney in there, juggling it around a little bit, or do they MRI it and say it's good?
It's flopping like a fish trying to escape.
Right, yeah. Like, what's the process? I know very little about this.
I mean, I guess...
You just wake up in a bathtub of ice.
I assume it's a blood match. That's really all that matters, but I don't know. I have no idea. And
you hear, like you were saying, a 54-year-old or a 65-year-old, at what point are you at the age where you're not supposed to give it if your kidney is on the other end of it? And what if you wake
like
up?
It's too shriveled up and used up?
Well, yeah, what if you wake up and you're like, son, the surgery was a success. You have a fully functioning kidney now. Oh, awesome. And then you ask, where did it come from? It came from a 78-year-old woman. Oh, boo.
Who was also a serial killer.
Right, yeah.
Yes, you were just given a new car that has 398,000 miles on it.
Yeah, can you demand that you want a kidney?
Take it out now.
You want a kidney from someone your own age? Or does it even matter? Does that kidney then work perfectly in your younger body?
Yeah, like maybe you just put some Aaron Rodgers T-cells in it.
Whatever.
And it makes it regenerate.
Obviously, it matters zero about age differentiation.
I mean...
That's really cool.
I would be frightened that if I did... And I wouldn't do it for a stranger, no offense. I might do it for a friend, a dear friend or a loved one.
Yeah.
What but about caller 9?
Yeah. 787-1310. Right.
Ticket stock.
But I would be afraid that once you give the extra kidney that you don't need, that what happens if the one that you have left is like the weaker of your two kidneys and it fails? Then you're the one who's
yes.
going to have to be asking all your friends in a GoFundMe to give you a kidney.
So you're saying you'd be into it for your lesser kidney.
Right. Like, is there a way that they can open you up and look at both kidneys and determine which one is like, it's like an A++.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the other one is maybe like it has a creased corner.
Right. They have like a butcher rating system where they like they tell you what this is prime.
Yeah. Give them the choice.
But
kidney.
This is choice. Yeah.
You know, one of the stoner conversations I had when I was a little kid with my dad, I remember, was, can you do an arm transplant? To which he said, I don't think so.
They can reattach an arm.
Right, but I was thinking you got your arm ripped off by a shark and there was a fully functioning brain dead human that had a arm that matched yours. Okay.
How does it match?
Like a giant Carl Weathers arm?
Well, no, you're a little kid or something like that. You know, you got another little kid arm. But then this was because I was really into sports.
Yeah.
And the main point of my entire conversation
question. You wanted to find a dead quarterback.
It's like, hypothetically, if I killed Staubach.
If Kyler died.
No, I mean, I was a little kid. But my point was, I'm like, what if the shark bit off your arm, that your dominant arm, your football throwing arm?
Yeah.
And then you got another kid's right arm. but he was left-handed.
You would have two noodle arms.
Yeah, would your right arm work?
You have no dominant arm anymore?
To which my dad said, I don't know, and he got up and walked out of the room.
Go empty the dishwasher, you idiot.
Well, if you remember, Corby, we did have a conversation on the rant one time.
All roads lead.
If a grown man had a baby arm,
yeah,
could he have an arm transplant with a baby?
And then the
baby's arm would grow,
right?
But then his baby arm would be baby size. But then that wouldn't work because then the baby would be stuck with
yeah.
the baby arm.
Can you imagine the parent that would agree to that? Yeah, sure, I'll do it. Sounds great. Am I going to be on Oprah? Well, look.
It's kind of wild that hasn't happened yet, right?
Right,
with
I know.
All the advancements, the fact that...
Well, we've done face transplants, right?
I know, but you can...
Not really.
Like on Face-Off.
Yeah, just like in Face-Off.
That you can harvest an ACL, right?
Yeah.
Or knee ligaments or something like that. But you cannot, at this point, harvest a fully functioning arm.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of put it on there, just pop it in.
Kind of mush it in there.
Yeah.
And just let the veins kind of connect on their own.
I love this idea, and suddenly, like, the velocity on your fastball jumps 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
All you want to do is just pitch all day.
Right. Or what if you're the kid that happened to be an unfortunate accident of one kid, you know, got in a car crash or whatever, but he was like the star pitcher on his team, and you get that arm.
High demand.
Right. Like you can request if you want like an artist's arm or like a kid's arm.
Really play the guitar.
Right. Yeah.
Or what if you found out that the star quarterback at your high school died?
Yeah.
And then you just cut your arm off.
Real quick.
Right. Oh my God, I just had this accident.
And then you lead the
what a miracle, the
high school to a state title.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, to that P1.
Yeah, so Mike Trevino, educator in Highland Park, who did the best thing you could possibly do, extended Mason Williams' life and gave Mason Williams' wife and daughter a husband and father for the foreseeable future. So, bravo, Mike Trevino.
P1 of the week.
P1 of the year.
Of the year. So far.
Okay.
So far. It's early yet.
Yes.
We'll see if somebody tops that with like a heart transplant or something like that.
Yeah.